As Jesus was setting out on a journey, a man ran up, knelt down before him, and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus answered him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not kill. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not defraud. Honor your father and your mother." He replied and said to him, "Teacher, all of these things I have observed from my youth." Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said to him, "You are lacking in one thing. Go, sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." At that statement, his face fell, and he went away sad, for he had many possessions. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it is for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were amazed at his words. So Jesus again said to them in reply, "Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." They were exceedingly astonished and said among themselves, "Then who can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "For human beings it is impossible, but not for God. All things are possible for God." Peter began to say to him, "We have given up everything and followed you." Jesus said, "Amen, I say to you, there is no one who has given up house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or lands for my sake and for the sake of the gospel who will not receive 100 times more now in this present age houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions and eternal life in the age to come." The Gospel of the Lord. In third grade, Lent that year, I gave up only one thing for my fast: marshmallows. But the really sad thing is I didn't make it. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And this is not a homily preaching about the evils of marshmallows or be done with your jet puffed, all that, no. We talk about sins, we're all familiar with the things that are evil in the world. But we have many, many things in our life that are not evil in themselves, marshmallows, but our relationship with them can go bad pretty quick. We can get attached to things, even ridiculously small things, that are good, but our attachment to them, our holding onto them so tightly that they start to hold back onto us, that's when things go sideways pretty quick. Some of these attachments can be pleasures, like food, marshmallows, drink, gluttony. Some pleasures like entertainment, screens. Again, these are things that are good. They're not even bad. They're not even neutral. They're good. But when we hold on to them too tightly, they become attachments. And they start to hold onto our hearts in return. And we actually can become enslaved to food, to screens, to little pleasures in life that they actually hold on to our hearts. Not only pleasures, sometimes our own pride. Having a good reputation, it's a good thing. That's not something we should be, "Oh, I'm terrible for wanting to be seen as not a criminal." That's fine. But when we start to hold on to our reputation so tightly that all we care about is what people think about us or how good we are at certain things, it can become an attachment and hold on to our hearts back. Or our possessions. Today in our gospel, our Lord meets the rich young man. And the Lord doesn't tell us that riches are evil in themselves, but he warns us rather sternly that riches can become an attachment far more easily than marshmallows even. Jesus looks at the young man, loves him, and tells him, "You're lacking in one thing. Go sell what you have, give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come follow me." This is not Jesus telling the man, "Be done with riches, that's the evil," but not as much as him seeing the man and seeing his heart, that the attachment of riches is actually holding on to his heart. And Jesus is inviting him with love, "Let go of this so that you can have true treasure in heaven." Not all of us are called to literal poverty. Most of us aren't. Some are. Earlier, last Mass, afterwards, we had one of our beloved Sisters of St. Francis Perpetual Adoration. Sister Mary Grace was in town visiting a friend, and Father Zane and I were talking with her at the table in the back. They were selling little necklaces. We're joking, "Sister Bling, you should have some." Like, "Ooh, I have some necklaces." And Father Zane joked, "Yes, give that up, you'll have bling in heaven, sister." Some of us are called to that. We're not all of us, but we are all called to live generously and to live with detachment, to live in a way that our pleasures, our pride, our possessions don't hold on to our hearts. We're actually detached and don't let them cling back. With our detachments, some things like riches can hold our hearts, but even small things. St. John of the Cross says, "If a bird is chained down to the ground by metal chains, or chained down to the ground by a little thread, it's the same thing. Either way, the bird can't fly." So if we're chained down to the ground by intense sin, or if we're chained down to the ground by just a little thread of just this little attachment, either way, that's keeping us from coming to the Lord. And if we notice in our own hearts a chain, or even just a little thread, we don't need to freak out. We do need to recognize there's something there that I'm attached to, that I've loved so much, it's actually holding me back from loving the Lord. We need to recognize that, and then need to be ruthless with getting that out of our lives. This does not mean necessarily we need to sell all we have when we go home from today. It doesn't necessarily mean like, "I like sweets a little too much. I guess I can never have sweets again." But it does mean there has to be an intentional no. By giving these things up in a wise, prudent manner, we'll actually be able to love them more. Our Lord says, "Those who give up houses, lands, wives, family, for my sake and for that of the gospel, will receive 100 times more in this life and in the life to come." The Lord is asking us to detach, and he'll give us it even more abundantly. And we'll actually be able to enjoy those things we're attached to more. So what does it look like? If we have something in our lives we're attached to, and our Lord looks at us with love, we see him gaze into our eyes and lovingly say, "Let go of that one thing." Not 10 things, just one thing right now. What is the one thing Jesus is asking us to let go of? This isn't anything new. This isn't a new scheme or something of the thousands of years ago. This is something the church always encourages us to. In her wisdom, the church gives us Lent, a season for the year to be intense, like, okay, we have attachments in our heart we have to let go of because they're keeping us from the Lord. But we're all good at Lent, a time of just fasting, abstaining, even in Fridays, no meat. But the church also invites us to have a mini Lent every week. Just as every Sunday is a mini Easter every week, so every Friday is supposed to be a mini Lent every week of the year. The bishops of the United States, the year after Vatican II, 1966, encouraged everyone in the church to have Friday as a day of some kind of self-denial. They say, if you can't think of anything, just go the classic, no meat. But if in our hearts, we notice there's something that I need to let go of, okay. The wise, prudent way of how I'm gonna say no to this, every Friday, I'm gonna say no to that. Whether it's my heart's attached to my cell phone, okay. Every Friday, I'm only gonna use my phone for, I don't know, phone calls or texting, or what I need for work. Or if I notice my heart's attached to sweets, okay. Friday, that's the day to say no to that. Or Friday, I'm just noticing my heart that I'm attached to just my possessions, my things. And Friday, I'm just gonna find a way to be generous, whether with my time or with my possessions, whatever. Our spiritual exercise this week is to spend some time with the Lord and ask him, Lord, what is my heart attached to? And ask him for the grace to see him look at you with love. To invite us to let go of that by making the practical resolution. Okay, Lord, I give this to you every Friday to detach so that my heart might be yours.